Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Here we are. It is a Monday afternoon heading into Monday evening. Almost into August. I know that school is almost back. It's still a month away, right? But it's getting there because driving by Patrick Henry High School today, the band kids were out there in the parking lot already practicing, already rehearsing. I'm thinking, man, it's 98 degrees. You got to be really devoted to your French horn to stand out there in blistering hot temperatures doing whatever it is that they do when they're rehearsing. It's just amazing to me. But there they were. So things are getting back, right? People are going to be talking about back-to-school stuff. For the first time in a long time, Heidi and I have zero back-to-school duties. Julia finished up, as you know. And that's it. Our personal connection to the schools are complete. Now, it doesn't mean I don't care about the schools, but I don't have to worry about the school calendars anymore. I don't have to worry about signing kids up for any sort of activity. I don't have to buy tickets to this, that, or the other. And it is a weird sort of a thing. I mean, it really is sort of bizarre. Joe, did I mention this? No, I don't think I did. I don't know if I've ever made it official. Joe, my youngest guy, has decided after 2 years up in Ithaca, New York, at Ithaca College, that he's had enough of that, and so he's actually going to be going to school locally. So that's, what do we call that? In-state tuition is what we call it. That will be great. Where is he going? What is he majoring in? What do I care? Did I mention the in-state tuition? Well, let me mention it again. In-state tuition. So that's actually pretty good. But it is, it's just a weird situation. If you've been through that, look, I know I'm not the first one to go through this. Your kids grow up, they move out, right? They do move out at some point, don't they? Like, they seriously, because at the moment, all three of them are under my roof. I keep reminding the boys of that, and they blissfully unaware of it, I guess. But did you go through anything when you realized, wow, we're not connected to the schools anymore? If you did, just shoot me a note, would you? James River Air text line always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And yes, I am headed to Israel. It's 12 days, apparently. I knew it was less than 2 weeks. And I just got an email from the airline. Let me just share this with you, because I've never in my life seen anything like this. I've never received anything like this. And I won't give you too many details, but it just says, blah, blah, blah. Your Tel Aviv trip. Eliminate jet lag with Time Shifter. Arrive in Tel Aviv without jet lag. Thanks for flying with us. Now let's help you arrive at your best. Okay, well, I'm all on board with that. Get ready for your trip to Tel Aviv by trying a jet lag plan today. Time Shifter uses advanced science and circadian rhythm data to help you arrive at your best. Enjoy your first personalized jet lag plan on us and receive 500 miles when you purchase an annual subscription for $24.99. They want, I guess, to sell me an app for $25 to deal with jet lag. I already know how to deal with jet lag. Benadryl and a cocktail. That's it. I thought that was the official guidance from, like, the Surgeon General or something. I'll figure it out on my own, big airline company. Oh, one of the things I missed sharing with you was MSNBC last week. Last week, I was consumed with other letters. It wasn't MSNBC. It was a DCJS, which is actually great group of people, great organization, you know, Department of Criminal Justice Services. They do the right things. And they kind of keep everybody on the straight and narrow. So last week, yeah, it was my vacation week. And I spent it in class. I spent it in class from early in the morning, like 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, every day, Monday through Friday, working and studying and being a student and doing homework and doing presentations. And I was thrilled. I was thrilled. What is it all about? Somebody said, well, what is the point of that, Jeff? Why wouldn't you just go find a beach to sit on? I mean, I love sitting on a beach. I really do. But I am at a point in my life. God, I hate that phrase, but it's the truth. I am at a point in my life where I look at things very differently than I did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago. And I love the opportunities that I have to give back. And one of the things that I've done over the last few years is to go out and lecture to police academies, classes in police academies. And I have one particular presentation that I share with them, and it's called Why Would Anyone Want to Do That Job? And it runs about an hour. And I get the opportunity to go in and share some thoughts, some observations, some insights with these recruits, with the cadets, trainees, whatever the term is. And then I leave, and hopefully they get something out of it, and they move on with what I hope are all distinguished, safe, healthy careers, and I move on feeling a little bit better about myself. And a couple of the folks throughout the last couple of years said, you know, you should just go and get your actual instructor designation. I didn't even know what it was, to tell you the truth. Never occurred to me. I said, well, you know, then you can come in and actually help us teach. Oh, okay, so I did it. I guess that's my point. I went in. It's a solid one-week class, lots of exams, final presentation. There was a lot of stuff that had to be checked off, but I did it. I'm very proud of that, very proud of that. So that's where I was last week. But I didn't get to share MSNBC with you, and if I'm not watching MSNBC so that you don't have to, who's going to do it? So today I watched it. And I want to share. Now, let me, I didn't forget this. Hang on a second. Take a sip. If you're drinking something, you don't want to spit it on the windshield. You don't want to spit it on your laptop. Take a sip now, because I am going to share something from MSNBC. And I will remind you, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. Cut number one.
Senator Warnock last week posted one of the letters he received from a kid, and here's a kid's letter I think we have here. Dear Senator Warnock, I'm writing to you because I care about my mom and I want her to have her job. I think it's important because my mom's job was helping children and families throughout America, and without this support, our country is just going to fall apart. also without other departments like USAID. Can you please help by making good laws or protecting our government? Thank you for working hard for our state. Sincerely, me. And then what's a little note? Sorry about my handwriting.
The handwriting is an issue, but I think their voices really come out strong. And looking at these letters and hearing from these kids, they have opinions. They're, you know, starting to learn about how our government works. And I like to think that maybe someday they'll help hold us all accountable to those virtues and values. Mm.
So one of the things that, you know, watching this administration sledgehammer our institutions and all these families involved, and to your, what you're saying is that, especially USAID, I mean, it is God's work. It is helping the most vulnerable. What impact is that having on the children? Because I think that oftentimes these decisions are made and they're not realizing the real stress and anxiety that we're actually placing on this generation.
As somebody who worked for decades in maternal and child health, I think that's about the babies and the children around the world who are suffering. Mm-hmm. But also as a mother now personally here who's lost my job, I'm seeing it firsthand.
I was just going to say, I mean, I'm smiling ear to ear because, but while also trying to hold it together because you, Kathleen, exemplify public service. Mm. I mean, you're going through this tough time, and yet you are here, smile on your face, joyful warrior, trying to help other people. This is, I'm going to stop talking because I'm going to burst into tears.
Let me get a mug to collect your liberal tears. God, what a loser he is. That's Jonathan Capehart, the very delicate Jonathan Capehart, apparently. Listen, dude, I don't want millions of dollars being spent to buy condoms for folks in, Gaza. Not my business. I don't care. And it's not where my taxpayer dollars should go. Now, maybe you don't pay taxes, so you don't care. I don't know. But for you to pretend that USAID is anything more than it is, it's what it's always been. It's a money laundering operation. It's an off-the-books program of the CIA, if you will. It bribes people around the world, and I'm not interested in it. But thank you very much. And if it's that important to you to buy condoms for Hamas, You pony up your dollars and do it. You go right ahead. First, here's a tissue. Wipe your tears. It's 5:15. Jeff Katz?
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio, WRVA. Let's talk a little bit about my friend Carl Carlson was just with us, in fact, from Carlson Financial. Carl is my financial guy. It's really just that simple. I went to Carl and said, I got a really heavy lift. I've talked to other financial planners through the years who said, yeah, we're not interested in helping you because of Julia. It's too involved. It's too difficult. And Carl could not have opened his arms any wider. He's doing great stuff for us, and I want him to do great stuff for you. You have to think about where you are. Are you ready for retirement? Are you just looking at retirement and saying, hey, Jeff, I got two more years and I can retire? Okay, are you positioned for that? Are you one of my boys' ages thinking, well, I'd like to be financially independent by the time I get to 40? It is about planning. It's about planning for taxes. It's about taking your assets, protecting them, and then growing them. It's about knowing what to do with IRAs and 401ks and proper funding and proper rollovers. You've got a lot of questions, just like I did. Why don't you reach out to Carlson Financial, 844-CARLSON, 844-CARLSON, online, carlsonfinancial.com. That's carlsonfinancial.com. .521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Well, it is. It's Monday, but we got all sorts of great stuff that is going on. There is a young lady who is she's doing something great. She is trying to help out some other kids with back-to-school activities, and she's going to join us. I'm looking forward to this. Layla Rivera will be here at 5:35. I got a note, actually, from her mom. And her mom, so that you understand completely, her mom is, I guess, technically, I don't know, the office manager or the some sort of a manager over at Damn Fine Carpentry, David A. Mangano. You know, Dave is doing Julia's bedroom. And so we're happy about that. We're excited about that. We're looking at the actual construction dates, and we've had to shift some stuff on our end. Long story short, it's underway. It's in progress. But Layla is Claudia's daughter, and I came across this piece of information about what Layla is doing to help other students, and I thought, well, man, I number one want people to hear about it because it's really cool. Number two, maybe we can help her out just a little bit. So she'll be with us at 5:35. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You are absolutely correct. I have not looked at this in a solid week. I would like to tell you that I ran in to check it dutifully every night, and, well, then I would be lying to you, and I don't want to lie to you, so I haven't. Let's see. Steve is out in New Kent. He says, hey, Jeff, when my son graduated high school, it was actually a contest between the two of us about who was happier. Yeah. Yeah. Heidi and I have had three kids in the system now for, well, Harry is 24 years of age. So for 24 years, they've been in school. We had some preschool stuff before that. So it's a long time. And for the first time, we don't have any connection to the schools anymore. It's bizarre. Pam in Hanover says, hey, Jeff, why aren't you more joyful? cold-hearted, practical thinker that you are, where's your joy? Cheers to joyful, cool libations. Thank you, Pam. I will begin thinking of those. All right, I'm going to begin thinking of them right now. I appreciate it. 804 says, hey, Jeff, I'm guilty. I texted 100 to this number. It was just my senior moment, but I realized what I did, and I've now... Oh, it's Jane. I'm sorry, Jane. I read that wrong. But Jane said she accidentally texted 100 to this number, and, well, that, no, that's not going to get you anything except, well, a warm, fuzzy sort of a feeling, and what the heck is that going to do for you, particularly on a day where it is just this stinking hot, you know what I mean? It's not going to help you at all. Some other things that are actually going on that are of major consequence. Another major win for President Trump. God, it just keeps on going. Every time you think, well, that's it. It's done. You can't win anymore. Now he's got this major win with the European Union. They've agreed to pay 15% in tariffs, and perhaps more importantly, they've agreed to purchase about $1 billion worth of energy from us. Lee Zeldin is the guy over at the EPA, used to be a congressman from New York, was almost governor of New York, and he is the quintessential mess around and find out sort of a guy. There were employees over the EPA who came out with this goofy declaration talking about how much they disliked what was going on at the EPA. And he said, well, that's cool. None of you are actually civil service protected, so don't let the door hit you. And now they're all trying to dial back all the stupid stuff they said. Sorry, kids. Too little. Too late. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and we remain in the grips of a serious heat wave. Now, it's summer in Central Virginia. If anybody thought it was supposed to be cool, you probably didn't read the standard operating procedure manual. It's Central Virginia, so it gets hot, but it's seemingly something that people are caught off guard by. But here's the good news. As hot as it's going to be tomorrow and Wednesday, right, 95-ish, then we're going to be dropping down to around 80, the high 70s, so just bear that all in mind. I passed earlier today members of the Patrick Henry High School band, the marching band, in the parking lot, in the blazing hot sun, practicing and rehearsing. So I know school is coming back soon, right? What, like a month away or thereabouts? What happens if you don't have the right school supplies? What if you're not able to really get started on the right foot? Well, it can be very difficult. Some of us are very fortunate. We're blessed. We don't have to worry about that. But there are kids out there that it's going to be a challenge. And I was so touched to read an email. Claudia Rivera, and I'm going to screw up her title, but she's like the office manager, project boss, giant poobah over there with my buddy Dave Mangano, a damn fine carpentry. They're the ones who are doing Julia's bedroom. And Claudia sent a note and said, hey, my daughter Layla is putting together this big school supply drive, a fundraising drive. And, you know, if you're interested in helping, let us know. And I reached back out to Claudia. I said, well, would you like to come on the show just to talk a little bit about it? And her answer was yes. And I do believe that the young lady behind this effort, Layla, is also joining us. So, ladies, good afternoon. Thank you both for being here.
Hello, Jeff. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, my gosh. The pleasure is mine. Well, let me start with you, Claudia, if you don't mind. Tell everybody what this is about. Tell us a little bit about Layla, and then I want to talk to Layla and find out why she's doing such hard work to help other kids.
Of course. So Layla is 9 years old. She is a Dinwiddie student here down south. She is phenomenal. She is AB honor roll. She's always doing things to help, you know, other people. And in second grade, you know, she came to me and she looked at me and said, "Mom," she was like, "a kid told me that I was rich today." And I was like, "What do you mean, baby?" And she goes, "Well, this kid, I had extra school supplies. He didn't have any." And he was like, he said that, "Hey, I do you have any extras?" And she was like, "Of course." And she pulled out her bag and he was like, "Whoa, your mom must be rich." And ever since then, Jeff, every year she has asked me what we can do to help back to the community. And that was about 2 years ago now. And I just, you know, I told her, you know, one year we will do it. And we finally, this year, were able to do it and partner with a few small businesses in the area and host this event that is hopefully going to help so many people around the area. I mean, she's just got a heart of gold. And I'm thankful to call her my daughter, and she's over here blushing and giggling. Aww. Over here. But well, she's an amazing girl.
Well, Claudia, let's embarrass her even a little bit more. Layla, let me talk to you for a second, young lady. Layla, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
I am so impressed with what you are doing that I want everybody to know about it. So do you mind giving us some of the details? And I'm curious to know. I mean, here your mom's bragging on you like nobody's business, which I guess makes sense, right? Moms are kind of like that.
Yes.
Yeah. But Layla, what was it? Was it really this other kid just said, "Wow, you've got more than I do"? And I get a sneaking suspicion you shared, right?
Yes.
Of course you did. Of course you did. All right. So what is this effort this year? What are you doing? And my gosh, how do we help you?
Talk, baby. She's being a little shy.
Oh no. Layla. All right. Well, all right. I'm gonna have to talk to your mom then. Claudia, do you mind giving us some of the details if Layla is reviewing this conversation with her agent as we speak?
Yeah. So pretty much donating supplies, getting the word out there. That's the two biggest things we need. We do need some volunteers. Okay. Honestly, any help that we could get. This has kind of blown up overnight, and mm-hmm. I don't think either one of us has expected to get, you know, all of the help and things that, yeah, all the help and stuff that we have received already. And honestly, we're looking forward to helping as many kids as we can. That's the goal here. So we're hosting it on August 16th at Painted Hive Co. down in Petersburg, down our way. Okay. They're a small business as well. They're helping us and donating their time and space. And then we also have a few other small businesses. We're going to have hairdressers there to give free cuts to the kids. Roland Razor, Christy Fay, those are just two of the hairdressers that will be there. They're going to be donating their time and free haircuts to kids. We're also going to have lots of donations. I mean, my house right now is full of donations. Layla can tell you our hallways are lined with donations. Oh, we have drop boxes at multiple locations for donations. Damn Fine Carpentry, Eurohaws, Clear Implants, all of those places have donation box where you can drop off and donate supplies as well.
Okay, so that's what I wanted us to talk a little bit about, because the activities, obviously, you said Layla attends schools in Dinwiddie, and so it's going to be distributed to some of the kiddos down there in Dinwiddie. But for those of us that are, you know, we're further north, and maybe we're not going to take a drive down to Dinwiddie, there are things that are a little bit more local, say West End or Chesterfield or something like that, where we can help out?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So I know we're even trying to help. We're getting there. We're not quite there yet, but we're trying to also help with delivering supplies up that way if needed. I'm trying to get some more volunteers to do that. So if you're in need of supplies up there, we can definitely try to do that as well. Okay. But right now, yeah, we have multiple drop sites at multiple places. Damn Fine Carpentry, Eurohaws, that's off of Dabney, Clear Choice Dental Implant Centers, which is in Glen Allen by Innsbruck. There's a few places, and I believe Damn Fine Carpentry has also posted it on their Facebook page as well with all of the flyers okay. that has all that information.
All right. Well, now that is vitally important. We'll send people over there for that. And what sort of stuff do you need? I mean, school supply, that's a pretty sizable list.
Yeah. So Layla actually is wanting to get on. So here she is.
Aha! It's about time, young lady. All right. So what do you need? Layla, what are you looking for this stuff?
So we need binders, folders and paper, notebooks, calculators, pencil cases, art supplies, lunch boxes and backpacks, glues, scissors, tissues and hand sanitizer, pencils, pens, and highlighters. And that's it.
Oh, that's it? Well, that's an easy one, for goodness sakes. Okay. And do you have favorites? I mean, it's been a while since I've had to go and get a binder or a book bag for somebody, a backpack. What do you suggest if I want to put something together and then, you know, bring it down, say, to Damn Fine Carpentry and drop it off?
So I would recommend Target or Walmart because they're cheap and they would last for like 2 years.
Oh, wow. That's like forever, huh?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So Target or Walmart. And do I need to donate everything or could I just say, look, I don't know about pencil cases, but I'll get the pencils.
So you can spend whatever you can. You don't have to spend a lot of money. It's just we really want to help all the kids that can't really get school supplies.
Yeah. Do you know how great an idea, how wonderful an idea this was, Layla, what you're doing right now? No, you don't, which is what makes it so doggone special. I got to tell you something. Your mom's a special lady, and the fact that she's got a daughter like you, you're probably not, I mean, 9 years old, gosh, you're almost in the double digits. I don't mean, you know, a little kid like that, but your mom's done pretty doggone well to raise a young lady like you. Layla, here's what we're going to do. Now, my friend I know, Dave Mangano, over at Damn Fine Carpentry, DAM, we always spell it the right way. You know that, right? Yeah, you do. So I'm going to make sure I go to that Facebook page. I'm going to share the details, and we want to get as many people out to help. Is there a specific date you need to get this stuff by so it all works out for you?
August 15th.
August 15th. Okay, so that'll be the last day. And your mom said you might still need some volunteers. Is that right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And so I will send people in that direction. We'll get them to buy some of these supplies and donate them and see if we can't get some folks to help you out. I mean, you've got a big assignment there, but I got to tell you, you've impressed a lot of people.
Thank you. And then even if it's a lot of money, it's going to be worth it because we're helping lots of kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is brilliant math on your part, and I appreciate that. You are a fine young lady, Layla, and I want to thank you for taking time to be here. You have really classed up this show. That's number one. And number two, what you are doing is so important, and you should be very proud of yourself because a lot of other people are as well.
Thank you for letting me be on the show.
Absolutely. After it's all done, I want you guys to come back and tell me how it went, okay? Is that a deal?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Claudia, your daughter is amazing. What a sweetheart and a smart young lady and a caring young lady. And my hat is tipped in your direction. You've done nice work.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, she's one of a kind for sure, and I'm very blessed.
You are indeed. And I will get that information. We're going to share it on social media, and let's blow this thing out of the water, okay?
That sounds good. Thank you, Jeff, for everything. We appreciate it.
Thank you. That is Claudia Rivera and Layla, her daughter, who was doing some great work down there south side of our community. And I'll get those details up so you can help out as well. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 553, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. All right. We got a lot of stuff going on, and some of it I'm considering a little bit of housekeeping. I will remind you, and remember, I will only remind you through the end of this week, and then I promise you are safe for a year. That assumes that I'm here in a year. If I'm here in a year, I will beg you and cajole you again next year, and if I'm not, then I won't. But I am a finalist for the Jeff Katz Show, once again a finalist for Best Afternoon Radio Show in Richmond. I would love for us to win this. I say us because I think you're part of this. I think it's a great little activity that we have going on. We get together, chat about stuff, enjoy a coffee, and then go our separate ways. I mean, that's a perfect relationship, isn't it? You just need to text 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505. You text 100 to this following phone number, 804-430-5505. That's how you vote via text. If you would like to go online, and you should do both because you can vote once per day each way, you go to go.richmond.com/the best. And then you're going to click on the little tab that says entertainment. Then you click on the tab that says
summer's here. The days are long. The weather's perfect. And your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right. From oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Best Afternoon Show, and you obviously click on the Jeff Katz Show. Okay? Simple as that. What else have I got to tell you? Oh, Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We are 2 weeks out from our big competition, and there are still all sorts of great ways that you can support our endeavors. You will find those on my social media pages. Look for Radio Katz on Facebook. Look for The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. And finally, this Saturday, Paul Diana, who has one of the best food trucks anywhere. Paul is a former law enforcement officer, and now he's got this great food truck. And you find him popping up all over the place. Well, he is doing a fundraiser to support our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And this Saturday, he is going to be parked over at the Ace Hardware store in Mechanicsville. It's Route 360 and Lee Davis. He'll be there from 10:30 in the morning until 7 o'clock in the evening. 50% of everything he brings in is going to be used for Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor gifts. Okay? That is pretty cool, and I appreciate that. And because I am just so appreciative of him for doing that, I will be there this Saturday from 11 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon pouring lemonade. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.